Boy, have I been listening for this gentleman, Congressman John Larson. Was talking about him with our reporter who knows him from Washington, D.C., David Lightman, who's with me every Friday morning. And the congressman, well, I'll tell you something right now. Hartford region moves closer to levee system repairs. Connecticut moved a step closer on Tuesday to receiving federal funding to rehabilitate the Connecticut River levee systems in Hartford and East Hartford. Congressman, good morning, and congratulations.
Well, good morning to you, Brad. And this is an important move for the region, and I want to commend Mayor Bronin and Mayor LeClaire, and of course thank Senators Blumenthal and Murphy for their efforts as well. But as you know, Brad, we've had both Bill Schuster, the Republican, and Peter DeFazio, the Democrat, up here because, as we often say on your program, you know, infrastructure is neither Democrat or Republican. It's American, and it's absolutely what we needed. And these levee systems have been in under siege, you might say, and haven't really had any major repairs for close to 70 years. And so this is a vital step forward. In order to move forward, the Army Corps has to make sure that this first expedited step takes place to evaluate what's called underseepage, or others call sandpiping, which is actually eroding our levee system from underneath, which would place us, the Hartford and East Hartford, in a very catastrophic situation.
And the president had to sign it.
Yes, he did. And, he's signed many infrastructure bills. We're pleased. This will be the seventh bill that I've had that I've either authored or co-authored that the president has signed. And so I think it's important, and I know your listeners do, that we reach across the aisle and work together to try to solve especially the infrastructure problems for the nation.
Well, I'll tell you something. This is just something that should have been done years and years ago, but you got it started. Now, how long will something like this this take? But it should have been done earlier, but nobody really stood up and said, let's do it, but you did. Now, how long is it going to take, do you think, John?
Well, it all depends on the evaluation of the study. That's why we've called for an expedited study. It's also, Brad, as you know, why we've proposed tunneling as well, because the Army Corps has identified that a lot of the problems that have created the stress on this levee system stem from the I-84-91 interchange that goes right over the Buckley Bridge, which has been, on both sides of the river, has been identified with a lot of the underseepage problems that we're going to have to deal with. So we would hope, and of course, that this would be certainly earmarked in a way that because of its urgency and the catastrophic nature that could occur, that we're able to move this up in terms of the urgency. This is the I-84 interchange and 91 interchange is the number one clock point for the state of Connecticut, number two for New England, and
wow,
number 24 in the nation. And then when you add to that the urgency as it relates to underseepage, we think we've got a strong case to be made for the federal government to expedite this process, especially as it relates to the levees.
Congressman John Larson, and he was the one. Now, I never imagined those three things you just told us. Really, we are
right,
deeply affected here, John.
No question.
Now, how long do you think before they'll start, or are there going to be some more meetings? Well,
they have to do the expedited study, and the emphasis here is on expedited because we've underscored, and both the mayors, myself, the senators, the urgency that's attached to this. I mean, this would be nothing short of a catastrophe, and you know, you only have to talk to all of the businesses behind the levees on both sides of the river, and the MDC and gas companies and everything else that will come into play in terms of what this could mean to our infrastructure. So there is a heightened state of urgency. Let's hope that the Army Corps is able to expedite this and we're able to get work started on it in 2019.
Well, again, this is a big deal. There's no question about it. And I just when I was talking with David this morning, I mentioned what you had accomplished here, and that's when he said, "Well, remember the congressman to me." And he, I'll tell you something right now. He's been with me for several years.
Morning. David's just an outstanding reporter. You know, it's a shame in many respects that in today's day and age with reporting, et cetera, that it doesn't seem that people are, like David, are valued the way they were, but he has such unbelievable institutional knowledge of what goes on in Washington. And as you know, Brad, reported for The Current for so many years as well, but he's just a very capable and bright, bright guy. And, your listeners get to hear that from him, too, when you get
every week. Every week.
Yep, yep.
Well, again, I know you're busy, Congressman, and I'm gonna let you go. But I thank you so much for calling, because this is something that you talked about several times, and then all of a sudden, when you were here the last time, you had a big meeting, and I did not know that you were gonna get to us this soon. But I really appreciate it. And I know that you'll be following us through the whole thing, and we'll be following you.
Well, thanks, Brad. And just a reminder to everybody, the most important thing that you can do, the most patriotic thing you can do, is get out and vote. And tomorrow's a very important day.
The big one. The big one. Congressman, thanks again. And we'll talk again soon.
Thank you, sir.